Elsewhere, Iraqi authorities have revoked the operating license of Ghatari-based satellite network Al Jazeera for violation of government guidelines. The officers of Al Jazeera in Baghdad have been shut down. The channel has criticized the move. Back in 2013, the Iraqi government accused Al Jazeera of fostering sectarian sentiment that was fueling violence. Al Jazeera was founded by Qatar's ruling family in 1996. Qatar has been widely accused of supporting terrorist groups in Iraq and Syria. Director of Iraqi Democrats Against Occupation, Sabah Jawad, joins us now from the British capital, London. Mr. Jawad, welcome to the program. Will Iraqi authorities have shut down Ghatari-based satellite network Al Jazeera for charges of violating government guidelines? Your thoughts on the move by the Iraqi government?
It's about time, actually, that the Al Jazeera and Al Arabi and other stations which foment hatred and lies against the Iraqi people, against the resistance, and as an arm of the media arms of the terrorist groups that operates in the Middle East, across the Middle East as well. We know the role of Al Jazeera. It's well known in Iraq. In fact, they are followed by scandal after scandal. Even WikiLeaks exposed the relationship between Al Jazeera and the CIA, and their link with the Israelis, and their role actually in supporting terrorist groups in Libya and Iraq and in Syria and Lebanon. We know for a fact actually that the former general manager of Al Jazeera network was having a regular meeting with the CIA to coordinate the media campaign in Iraq and elsewhere in the Middle East as well. It's a mouthpiece of the terrorist groups. And let us not forget that the videos of Bin Laden and Al-Qaeda operations and statements by Bin Laden was first published by Al Jazeera, and they seem to have this very strong link with the terrorist groups in the Middle East, likewise in Iraq and Syria. They are part and parcel of the American and Israeli plot in the Arab world and the Islamic world. They put the squeeze on alternative voice like Al Manar, Press TV, and other independent media outlets who talk about what our people in the Middle East aspire to against foreign intervention, against occupation and interference and terrorism. So these organizations cannot be seen as legitimate media outlets. They are part and parcel of the establishment in the Gulf states, which with the history of supporting terrorism in the Middle East as well. So it's about time, actually, what's happened to them in Iraq. And this should be expanded.
Well, Qatar has widely been accused of supporting terrorist groups in Iraq and Syria. Do you think that Baghdad will be taking it a step further, maybe implementing more measures against Qatar, and what kind of a response are you anticipating to see from Doha?
I think they have no choice but to take this road, actually, because these organizations should not be considered as a legitimate voice, media voice, press freedom, and all sorts of things. They're trying to prevent other stations in the Middle East from operating. We know the campaign against Al Manar, Press TV, and other media outlets. They had to stop them from publishing and broadcasting on many satellite providers, you know, like whether they are Western ones like Sky platforms and American platforms, and also some satellite Arab stations providers based in Egypt and elsewhere. They've been knocking off the Al Manar and other media outlets from their platforms and putting the squeeze on them and using all sorts of methods actually to prevent the Arab masses and the Islamic masses from hearing a genuine voice against intervention in the Middle East and against terrorism in the Middle East. We should look for alternatives actually of these platforms. We should create our own united providers of such facilities to enable us actually to, because this is a war going on, and the war is not, doesn't only take a military form, it takes media forms as well. And the Saudi and the Qatari spend billions of pounds on their organizations, including Jazeera and Arabia, and tens of other stations, which is propagating sectarian divisions and spewing poisons against the people.
All right, thank you very much, Director of Iraqi Democrats Against Occupation, Mr. Sabah Jawad, joining us from the British capital, London.